Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I tell you, your life is better here. Amen. Just remain faithful. It's not easy to have. Well, because he's my friend, I should do this. But beyond him being my friend, it's not easy to have the kind of combination you have here. You know, one time we were talking behind him, myself and another friend, who is a mutual friend. We say, because you know, my friend can give it to you, he can give it to you the way you want it. Meaning, if you deserve it hot, he will not spare words to give you hot. And so I say, a lot of you may not know that the major glue around the bond of friendship is the wife. Me and him can do not talking to ourselves for 2 months. But the wife will break the ice. She's the one that we just call and ask what's happening. I said, there's nothing. We just need to know you are okay. I said, I'm okay. You understand? So some of you may not know, especially you sisters. You always think pastor is better off. One clown came to say, you know, if not because of you, I said, this is my wife you're trying to spoil to me. She's the only reason why I relate with you. Do you know how much she fight for you guys behind the scene? Some of the niceness you see in us, they make it come out of us. They are the one that will say, no, you can't talk to them with this anger. I'm telling, am I not telling you the truth? She will say, you can't talk to them with this anger. No, please don't, please, calm down. Don't talk that way. Some of the time I just feel like riding roughshod. But they need one more. Pay me with that. And she will say, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Okay, can I allow me talk to this person? You understand? Please celebrate the gift God has given you in the house. Please celebrate them. Thank you. And one of the ways you can celebrate them is to cooperate with them. You understand me? Please cooperate with them. Some of the time, it's so difficult pastoring church folks. Yes. A young man who got stranded. I used to pastor him before he left me. But he got stranded. The only person he would remember to call was me. He said he needed 20,000 because police just picked him up. And I was like around 10:30 in the night. And this is someone who had left my church for almost like a year plus. And yet he remembered to call me. So he needed 20,000. He said, borrow. I said, okay, I will borrow you. It's last year. Up till now, he has not paid. After he collected the money, he blocked me as usual. When his life was a mess, his mother called me. And she said, your son. My sons are in the house. Said, your son. Eventually, she described herself. She said, please send me your account. I will pay in 2 months. I said, mommy, you are not owing me. It's your son that is owing you. You are not owing. I will never collect such money from you. A 35-year-old boy who is her last born, you can imagine how old she will be. Her last born is 35 years old. Mommy, I will never collect such money from you. Where is he? She said he's here. She gave him phone. I said, okay, call me by 9 a.m. I'm driving now. By 9, he called me. I said, do you tell your mom you smoke? She said, no, she doesn't know. Because the mom said I should put him on fast, that he needs deliverance, and it should be today. He should start the fast today. But there are a lot of things she doesn't know about her son that I know. I said, what brand of cigarette? He said, we don't smoke cigarettes. I said, okay, is it Colossians or Colorado or Colloquium? He said, is it Igbo? I said, do you tell your mom your girlfriend smoke Igbo too? He said, no. I said, her parents don't want to see you, right? He said, yes. He said, meanwhile, I am not the one that spoiled my life. She's the one spoiling my life. I said, okay. Do you know the story of the prodigal son? There was nowhere God was mentioned. The boy came to himself. Your mom says you need deliverance. Me, I think you need decision. I said, the day you are ready to change, call me. For now, you don't need fasting. You don't need prayer. Do you know how many years I pastored before you left me? I said, go and make up your mind. The day you make up your mind, come back, I'm ready. But for now, let's not fool ourselves. So that you will make fasting look as if it doesn't work. Say, I fasted 3 days, I still didn't change. You have not made up your mind. So why did I go into the story? Make up your mind to love your pastor. Make up your mind I'll be committed. Make up your mind I'll be yielded. Then everything he says will bless you. But for as long as you are double-minded, he can't bless you. And you will think he's not anointed. That if only he can go and bring that his friend, Pastor Desmond, he's anointed. There is no anointing that will work for you from me if it doesn't start with him. My neighbor wanted to go to MFM to pray. But they needed my consent, so they asked me. So I looked at him. Because the wife joined LSDPC prayer point, prayer. But you got what I'm saying, right? Okay. Those who got it. Those who didn't get it. So, and then she liked anything that sounds fire. So they said they had to go to MFM. So I asked, I said, what church do you attend? They said, Winners. Where do you tithe? Winners. Are you workforce members? Yes. I said, hold your ears. Face the road of Winners. What makes you think where you don't invest into, that's where your miracle is? Meanwhile, where you invest, you believe their prayer doesn't work because they don't shout fire when they finish praying. You know, the name of Jesus is no longer enough. When you are done praying, you have to add fire. By the grace of God, they went to Winners. They got their miracle. If they had gone to the other place and get it, they will say it is that place that there is fire. There is no fire where they belong. You need to know there is fire here, whether you add fire to your prayer points or not. Just believe, hold on, be faithful. I can never change my mom because she's not educated. My mom remains my mom. I carry her DNA. You don't change your church because you think you don't have crowd like certain people who are on TV. What is behind 6 is more than 7. There is 8. There is 9. There is 10. Certain things you don't expect to see, you see when you run around looking for what is not lost. Are you promising me you'll be more committed? Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I celebrate you, friend, for the privilege you've given me to stand before God's people under your leadership. I trust that God will help me to be a blessing to you this morning. This morning, I'm going to be very, very brief and direct since I have the privilege of ministering in the second service. And fortunately, what I will just do in the second service, I will just continue where I paused. Okay, so I trust the Lord. Total restoration. Father, visit your people. Please do them good today. In Jesus' name. I came with a dear daughter, Minister Adebowale. Wave to God's people. Bless you. Minister Adebowale, at the time I gave you, no matter how short, get my attention so that I can begin to tie up. In Psalm 102, verse 13, the Bible says, thou wilt arise and have mercy upon Zion. There can never be restoration except there is first of all mercy. Mercy always precedes restoration. If you deserve it, you shouldn't have lost it in the first place. And because you don't deserve it, it's mercy that can guarantee that you can be restored. In the book of Mark, in chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus Christ saw the people. They were harassed. They were maltreated. Scripture says they were like sheep without shepherd. It didn't say they didn't have shepherd. But the way their life had become, they looked like sheep who had no shepherd. And he had compassion. Another word for mercy is compassion. So he had mercy upon them. He had mercy upon them. And he began to teach them many things. When God have mercy on you, it's not every time he gives you things. Sometimes he teach you things. Giving you things doesn't guarantee you can't lose it again. So part of what we're doing here, we're not just giving you restoration, we are teaching you restoration. We are imparting a configuration called restoration into your spirit. Such that after now, you no longer have to suffer loss. Are you listening to me? There are certain things you lose that are very precious that cannot be, they are irreparable. But I stand upon this altar and I prophesy over you. You will not suffer loss. You will not suffer loss. I command restoration of everything taken away. And so the first thing God will bring upon your life is mercy. In Romans chapter 9 verse 15, God was speaking to Moses. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. So mercy is not a right. Mercy is a privilege. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Nobody can say I am qualified for mercy because of my qualifications. Your pastor is well read, but he can't harass me. He's a doctor, I'm a mister, but he can't harass me. Why? It is not your doctorate that qualifies you for mercy. Every one of us have access to mercy because I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Certain people, our looks don't qualify us for mercy. I don't like reporting my wife to anybody. Because once they see her face, I see my face, Oga. Ah. My wife looks very, very angelic. So everybody will just say, Oga, and you are a man of God. And when they begin to say, and you are a man of God, shame, don't they come? So I told her, I said, you notice I don't report you. I said, because they will not believe me. It is not your look that qualifies you for mercy. There's a boy in my church who sees vision. If I am God, I can never show him vision. You know that movie they call Clash of Titans? You know the head of Medusa? The kind of hair he carry on his head is like head of Medusa. Yet, God will bypass those who have skin cut. He will go and show vision to person who carry head of Medusa. Mercy is not what you are qualified for. Oh, you don't get me. The way he wears suit, he looks pastoral. That's not what qualifies you for mercy. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And mercy precedes restoration. So mercy will show up in your life. In that office, mercy will show up for you. In that family, mercy will show up for you. I know you are used to the fact that fire breaks yoke. I need to announce to you this morning that mercy breaks yoke too. Oh, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You heard me. I know prayer point breaks yoke, but I need to announce to you that mercy breaks yoke too. Some of us, what broke our yoke was not our prayer point. It was the mercy. You know when people sit down and they want to testify, but they are just crying. You need to meet some people like that. They are just crying because they know they don't deserve what they got. In the name of Jesus, what is about to hit this house? You don't deserve it. In the name of Jesus, you don't deserve it. There are those who will call your name because they feel like you don't deserve it. You will tell them, I don't have to deserve it. Mercy gave it to me. Hallelujah. So he said, thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion. Zion, we're talking about. You see, Zion is the city of the king. Zion is the capital of Israel. Zion is the capital of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the prophetic and spiritual capital of Israel. But Zion is the seat of the king. And the Bible says Zion will come to a point when Zion will need help. So I don't know who you are. You have come to the point when mercy will show up for you. That delay, mercy will show up for you. That delay, mercy will show up for you. I see certain people stepping out of this meeting and you are stepping into relationship. And within a short while, you are stepping into marriage. Because mercy is showing up for you. It's showing up for you. In the name of Jesus. Please take a seat. I need to. So there are times when mercy would have to show up because thou would arise and have mercy upon Zion. And if you pay attention to that scripture, Psalm 102, verse 13, he says, the time. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time. Now, there is repetition of time twice here. So, the first time is the Hebrew word et. E-T-H. Of course, by the way, pronounced et, but spelled et. It is synonymous to the Greek word chronos or the English word chronological and succession of moments. You see, your service time for the first service here is what time?
That's Chronos. That's Chronos. 8 a.m. do not have to be the time of God's visitation in the service. But the time of the service is 8 a.m. So there's a difference between the time of the service and the time of your visitation. It is possible certain people even got visited before the service started. It's time. It is possible certain people got visited during the praise or during the worship or during the prayer or during the word or during the testimony. So the psalmist is saying, chronologically, we have come to the time. And you need to understand what really this psalm is about. Most psalms in the scripture, their authors are known. This is one of the psalms that the author is not known. But the only thing scholars know about this psalm is the setting. They know that this psalm is set around the time when Israel were in Babylon and were planning to return back to their land of nativity, which is Zion. Are you listening to me? And if you remember in Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah 29, if you begin to read from verse 1, Jeremiah broke the heart of the people of Israel because he told them, he said, this captivity will be very long. He said, build houses. He said, get married. He said, have children. He said, pray for the peace of the land. He said, because you will stay very long in the land. He said, after 70 years, he said, I will return and I will answer you. Are you listening to me? So when you read Daniel in chapter 9 from verse 2, Daniel said, I understood by books that the prophetic time that was spoken by prophet Jeremiah, that it has come around. And so Daniel began to pray. He began to fast. So scholars can establish that this psalm fall within that time when the psalmist began to understand that 70 years has been completed chronologically. But we must begin to pray for a Kairos moment to come upon us. Are you listening? And that's why he says, the time has come. Yay! The set time has come. Now the word set time there is the Hebrew word moed, M-O-E-D, gotten from another Hebrew word moada. Moed or moada, please pay attention. Don't worry, some of the times I just like to dance around this thing. Because that is how I study the Bible. Your pastor studied the Bible with a touch of always liking to see the supernatural. I noticed that about him. I didn't tell him, I noticed. And prophets always, me, I like to preach. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I may prophesy here and there. I like to preach. Prophet likes to prophesy. And even when they preach, their end result, me, I can preach and drop mic and walk away from you and believe my job has been done. He will not do that. He believes that we have to prophesy. But me, I believe that you can preach to a certain level when you can say it is done. A prophet says we have to specify it to your, and we need them, you know, we need them. We need them. So please pay attention. How I study is that I ask questions. And that's why I have tendency to jump from Genesis to Revelation to Numbers to Chronicles. I just hop around and I require just follow me. Are you listening to me? Okay, so moed carries two things. It means the appointed feast or the appointed time and the appointed place. It means that certain things are tied to certain places. You didn't hear me? There are certain people, until they step into certain places, they will not get certain miracles. It's not because God can't do it here. It's because he has chosen to do it there. And he wants to see your obedience. For instance, Israel had to dance around Jericho 13 times for Jericho to come down. For 6 days, they went around it once. The seventh day, they went around it 7 times. If they didn't do it, Jericho would not comply. So you need to get to certain places for certain things to happen. So when the Bible says the set time has come, it means time and place are kissing themselves. And I believe that you are in the set place. And I believe that you are in the set time. How did I know? Suddenly your pastor got up and said, we have to do 3 days of praying and fasting because there's a need for restoration. It means the time has come and you are in the place. Can you say amen? So certain times is beyond what the chronological time is saying. It's about what the prophetic time is saying. In the book of Luke, in chapter 19, when you read from verse 41, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He said they did not understand Kairos, the spiritual timing of their visitation. Are you following me? In Luke chapter 6, chapter 7, verse 6, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, your time is always here, but my own time has not come. You know the amazing thing? He said, your kairos is always here. Your kairos is determined by fair weather. My kairos is determined by heaven's prompting. I have not received that prompting. So your time is always here, but mine has not come. But I've come to announce that yours has come. Most time when God will bring you a prophetic word in a prophetic place, he will send a prophetic person. Are you listening to me? He will send someone as a gatekeeper who will launch open the portals to you. And by the speaking of the word, we're launching open portals. I said we are commanding portals. Portals open up. In the name of Jesus. Portals open up. Because your prophetic time has come. So back to the psalmist. The psalmist says, Lord, you would have to rise up. And the first ingredient for our restoration is that you need to show us mercy. You need to show us compassion. Don't judge us by the expanse of your greatness. Judge us by knowing that we are weak and you're strong. Are you listening to me? Judge us just knowing that we couldn't, if we could have done better, we would have done better. But this is the best we could do now. Don't judge us based on your strength. Judge us based on your mercy. And today I'm speaking to you. Mercy will speak for you. Mercy will bring you that promotion. Mercy will bring you that lifting. Mercy will bring you that lifting in the name of the Lord Jesus. So the first thing you need to understand from what I've shared so far is that mercy is required for restoration. The second thing is that timing, prophetic timing in prophetic places are required for restoration. Did you hear me? The third thing you must realize is that favor is required for restoration. He said the time to favor her is now. Church, either by crook or by hook, I have marked WAEC before. Not everybody who failed deserves to fail. Not everybody who passed deserves to pass. You see some handwriting, you just feel like helping him to put ING in that thing he wrote and give him pass. You see some writing. You see some writing, I dilate if you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You just hissed. Maybe your wife just offended you and you just, bye. Mercy and favor. Huh? Favor is not fair, but favor is a reality in life. People don't get it because they deserve it. They get it because they are favored. Are you listening to me? Oh, come on now. You look at certain presidents, you say, this one don't deserve to be there with all my English. Like the governor of my state. He's not just Edo State, say my state. The guy says he's confusing me. It's true. It's true. My governor is confused. But he's the governor. And the guy that contested against him, if you hear his English, there is a way favor makes nonsense what we exalt. In the name that is above every other name, let favor show up for you. If anything fails, let favor show up for you. In the name of Jesus, let favor show up for you. Let it surround you like a shield. Let it surround you like a shield. Let favor project the works of your hand. Yeah. Ministry can be very annoying. You preach with all your strength like I'm doing. And one person will just stay on the altar and he's just gisting. And crowd are just pulling towards him. And you with all your sweat. With the way Bishop Jakes holler and scream, he doesn't pastor the largest church in America. It is Joel Austin who used to gist and smile. The smiler. He just tell them psychology and smile. There is a place favor levels us. It doesn't matter your expertise. Favor choose this and leave this. May favor choose you. 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 In the name of Jesus. When Israel were to pray for restoration, they said, do it by favor and mercy. Are you hearing? May this ingredient manifest in your life. If any other thing fails you this year, mercy will not fail you. Favor will not fail you. In the name of Jesus. Sit down for a minute. When you talk about favor, please leave out qualification. Yes, righteousness is a standard because I believe I'm talking to believers. But after your righteousness, leave out any other qualification. If there is any other thing your life will require, is the grace to keep asking for favor and for mercy. Between last year and this year, I have never in my life prayed for favor like I have prayed. At a point, my members are wondering, she pastor Oloro mi lati son. Exponential favor, radical favor. I mean, I just name favor all kinds of. Militant favor, crazy favor. Why? Because I have searched life. The best are not always the best. And there's a scripture I'll show you. Are you ready? Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Do you have multi-translation? Okay, so we will do this scripture from two versions. Okay, so let's do it from the normal King James. Please, church, pay attention. Please, pay attention. After that, we do it from the New Living Translation. Pay attention. I returned, and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Is that in your Bible? Nor the battle to the strong. Is that still in your Bible? Neither yet bread to the wise. Is that still in your Bible? Nor riches to men of understanding. Nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happened to them all. Did you see that? Okay, New Living Translation. Okay, let's hear us, then we do. I saw another thing that happens on the earth. The runner who can run most quickly does not always win the race. The strongest soldier may not win the war. People will not always feed you because you are wise. If you are clever, good things will not always happen to you. You may not become rich even if you do your work well. I have done ministry well for 15 years. My church, I have done it. My friend will attest that this one will not do wuru-wuru for 15 years. And if I begin to cry for favor, there is something I have seen that some people are not seeing. Finish it. Good things and bad things happen to all of us. But the mystery around it, God bless you, Sister Tina. The mystery around it is what New Living Translation conveyed. He said, I have observed something under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. The skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead a successful life. It is decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. You see that mystery of being in the right place. Prophet Adeo, you're right. Minister here on Sunday. One of our friends said, there's more that he... Igbate in minister was when the man was around. Our minister, Koja. The time you people minister was when the man was available to give you word. It's not our fault. It is being at the right place at the right time. Can I tell you why I don't like people who come late to church? If you don't know this, I will leak the secret to you today. It's more difficult for a pastor to locate you who is in one corner to prophesy over you. It is easier when you are very reachable. I tell you the truth. Don't let no one fool you. This thing I've just told you is the truth. There are people, as soon as my eyes hit them, God gives me a word. But if my eyes is not hitting you, uncle, there are certain people, as soon as you are putting seed in the hand of the man of God, a word came. Are you hearing me? And that's why when you say, it doesn't matter wherever I am, I can be located. It is being in the right place at the right time. And some of the time, you just need to cry out. Are you listening to me? You need to cry out for favor. So I dropped something with you as I leave today. Within this season of restoration, don't miss mercy. Don't miss favor. If you don't know what to pray about, just pray about these two things. Anytime you are stepping out of the house, pray about the two things. You will find yourself in the right place at the right time. And certain things you don't think you deserve will just begin to happen. Someone say hallelujah. As I tie up for this first session, I need to tie up by 9:35. As I tie up in this first session, I want us to look at the book of Proverbs in chapter 6, verse 30 and then 31. Proverbs in chapter 6, verse 30 and verse 31. Are you blessed at all this morning? Okay. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But look at 31. I mean, if you choose to be a thief, they may not despise you. But they will beat you without despising you, meaning they give you the beating you deserve. And the worst country to be beaten in is Nigeria. In the whole world, we have the record. Nigeria that beat a soldier and they beat two thieves. They now resemble identical twins. You know, the same way this one has contour, the same place you don't have contour. Okay, 31. No time to play around. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall restore sevenfold. Now, you need to understand the concept of sevenfold. In the scripture, we don't just bandit word. We need to substantiate whatever word we... What is the meaning of the word sevenfold? Let's allow scripture to explain scripture. Let's look at Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. So scripture says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a truth is established, right? Okay. It says, and the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him. How many fold? Okay, let's jump. Psalm 79, verse 12. Psalm 79, verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. And render unto our neighbors what? Into their bosom and their reproach. Right? Isaiah in chapter 30, verse 26. Isaiah 30, all right, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be. So we've established at least a repetition of the word sevenfold. So what is the meaning of sevenfold? It talks about completeness. Seven is the number of completeness, perfection. Are you listening to me? Total. And so when the Bible says when a thief is caught, he will be made to pay sevenfold. It means there is perfect restoration coming your way. Are you listening to me? Perfect restoration coming your way. Someone say amen. Amen. I'll pause. I want us to pray. So when we resume in the second service, I will be starting from 1 Samuel in chapter 30, where we'll be talking about David and the restoration that came upon him from the loss he suffered. Right? Can we pause at this point? I want us to cry out for mercy and favor. You know that song that was his name just released now that is hitting his... That song is striking some chord globally. And the young man said, this song that it will, just like he prophesied in that beginning of this, is just... And that song is not so lyrically very, very... You know, you see choir people. Choir people. They just want to make some of us look like God didn't call us. You know, kind of say, oh, you know. He said, no, Pastor, you're not getting the key. Must we sing with key? Can't we use padlock? So now I don't sing at all again because when I'm singing, they are hiding there. I say, Pastor. Ultrano, Pastor has just altered everything. And then keyboardist made my life miserable. The keyboardist, we at a point, he would just leave the OT and say, Pastor, just, Pastor, don't spoil my ministry. Everything I'm touching, you are. So I just made my voice a preaching and a prayer voice. And I don't do wrong with prayer. No, I don't do wrong with prayer. Are you ready to pray? You're ready to pray, right? Because favor does not come only to men of understanding. But favor comes to men who cry. If you hold on to the horns of the altar and you cry, you will get favor. You will. Did you hear me? You will get favor. Whatever you lost will be restored in sevenfold. Are you ready to cry out? Someone say, Father, I've come before you today. By mercy, give me sevenfold restoration. By mercy, by mercy, by mercy. Seven. sevenfold restoration, sevenfold restoration, sevenfold restoration by mercy, sevenfold restore my life in sevenfold, restore me in sevenfold, restore, restore, restore my health, restore my joy, restore my job, restore my peace, restore my years, restore all the cankerworm, all the caterpillar, all the locust has eaten in my life by mercy. Restore. Let mercy show up. Let mercy show up. Let mercy show up. Let mercy show up. Lord, I'm ready for your mercy. Lord, I'm ready for your mercy. Lord, I'm ready for your mercy. Let mercy show up for me in the name of Jesus. Let mercy. Let mercy. Let mercy. Show up. Show up. Show up. Show up. Show up. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now, I see someone here. I know the person, but I just want to call you by name. Because I'm not 100% clear what it is. As we're praying, there's something that looked like a prayer shawl put on you, but it is black. And I don't yet understand why it is black. So I don't even want to call your name, but we will pray. If it is, you know, in Isaiah 25, verse 7, he said, upon this mountain, he said, he will take away every covering that is cast, you understand me, upon his people. So we agree that by favor, that by favor, that the Lord God is announcing you, that the Lord is announcing you. He's taking you out of the dark. He's pulling you out of the dark by favor. Every covering that is upon you, that is not allowing your glory to be seen. Ayanamana. Ayamanamana. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Eternal Father, we ask for a mighty, mighty sevenfold restoration in the house. Everyone who attended this first service, either online or physically, in their life, let the arrow of restoration hit them. Let the arrow of restoration hit them. Let the grace of restoration hit them. Let the grace of restoration hit them. Let a season of restoration come upon them. Let a season of restoration come upon them. Let restoration be seen in their life, in their home, in their destiny. We announce favor be released on you. We announce grace be released on you. We announce your time has come. We announce your word has come. Go and manifest in Jesus' name.